ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Three people were killed Saturday in what authorities in Jacksonville say was a racially motivated attack targeting black people.
It's beyond sick.
This hit real hard.
The three killed were inside of a Dollar General before the shooter killed himself. ABC's Alex Preche is in Jacksonville with more.
Law enforcement has not yet publicly identified the alleged shooter, but officials say he lived with his parents in neighboring Clay County. ABC News learning the alleged gunman may have also planned to target a nearby historically black university. An Edward Waters University security guard spotted him near the campus library. That guard engaging and forcing the alleged shooter to drive away.
Three U.S. Marines were killed, 20 were hurt when their Osprey helicopter crashed during a training exercise in northern Australia. Five were said to be seriously injured. Russia's investigative committee officially confirmed that mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash Wednesday along with nine others. This is ABC News. Bob Barker, who spent decades hosting TV's The Price is Right, died at his Hollywood home Saturday morning, a few months shy of his 100th birthday. ABC's Zareen Shah has more.
Bob Barker was born Robert William Barker in 1923 in Darrington, Washington, but spent part of his childhood on a South Dakota Indian reservation. His destiny may have been sealed as early as high school, where he met his first and only wife, Dorothy Jo, as he told Deborah Roberts in 2007.
And I finally got the opportunity to do an audience participation show. Dorothy Jo heard it. When I got home, she said, "That's what you should do."
They were married for 37 years.
Barker was also known for his animal advocacy. For the second week in a row, an NFL preseason game was called off after a serious injury. Miami Dolphins wide receiver Daywood Davis carted off the field after a fourth quarter collision. Dolphins said he was conscious and had movement in all extremities. The Dolphins and Jaguars did not finish the game. Brian Clark, ABC News.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, that's south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The massive 2023 Farm Bill is due to be passed this fall. Anti-hunger groups are calling on Congress to protect the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Suzanne Potter reports.
SNAP provides an average benefit of $6 per person per day. Luis Guardia with the Food Research and Action Center wants SNAP benefits to be higher and more accessible.
We can achieve this in the program by linking benefits to a more realistic food plan, ending time limits for the unemployed, repealing the ban on individuals with a drug felony, dropping extra work requirements for full-time college students, and ending the prohibition on hot prepared foods.
Conservative Republicans are expected to call to restrict access to the program, which serves 12% of Americans. The chair of the House Agricultural Committee, Republican Representative Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, has called for reconsideration of money allocated in the Inflation Reduction Act to climate-friendly agricultural programs. Mike Lavender with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says the Farm Bill is an opportunity to put our values into practice.
We're here to urge House Farm Bill leaders to deliver a solid bipartisan Farm Bill, one that protects and strengthens anti-hunger and climate spending programs.
Advocates would also like to see the Farm Bill include national rules to require water and rest breaks for farm workers. I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with host Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, or as we say, E-cubed. Johnny Lupinacci, my friend, how are you? I haven't seen you in a week.
Yeah, I know, Tim. And it's been a heck of a week. I mean, we starting school out here. We're getting ready. Teachers are back getting their classrooms set up. Out in Washington, most of the kids come back to school after the Labor Day. Higher okay. ed, full tilt out here right now. But, you know, we had massive fires.
Yeah.
So many West Coast storms. And we have so much going on around, you know, how ready are we in response to not only climate change, but to the realities that we're in as a nation and as a world. And so, you know, I said this morning to a lot of future teachers, there's not a more exciting and important time that I can remember to be becoming a teacher, because information and the ability to discern information and make decisions together for our young people is paramount. It's always been important, but it's more important now than ever. And here we are. It's not a matter of what does that, like, if there's a disaster, it's a matter of like which disaster happens before we meet next, Tim.
Well, let's think about disaster
or a natural one. And so,
discerning, you hit it right there. So it made me think, you know, we're out there. Yes, what a great opportunity, but how do we discern that information? I recently came across some new teaching materials.
Oh boy!
And you know, I thought, well, let me take a look. Florida is now saying this is good stuff. So if it's going on in Florida, you must know that it's got to be something that we need to talk about because, and you know, and so. I, you know, looked at there are videos from Prager University or Prager U, because Prager U is not really a university. We'll talk about that. I learned something today by watching a Prager U video about Frederick Douglass, something I didn't know about Frederick Douglass. So we're going to take 2 minutes of the show about Anya. If you can, let's hear, in fact, let's hear Mr. Douglass tell it the way he remembers it. Frederick Douglass, tell us about your life. Hit it, Anya.
I'm a free American, fighting for all to be free.
How can there be slavery in America when the Founding Fathers said that all men are created equal?
Yeah, and I've heard that some of those Founding Fathers owned slaves. What about that?
Children, our Founding Fathers knew that slavery was evil and wrong, and they knew that it would do terrible harm to the nation. They wanted it to end, but their first priority was getting all 13 colonies to unite as one country. The southern colonies were dependent on slave labor, and they wouldn't have joined a union that had banned it.
Are you okay with that?
I'm certainly not okay with slavery, but the Founding Fathers made a compromise to achieve something great, the making of the United States. If they immediately outlawed slavery after winning independence, the southern colonies would have formed their own slave-owning country. Our founders created a system they thought would have slavery end gradually.
Well, we're here in 1852, and America's been around for about 75 years. You're still trying to get slavery abolished. It doesn't sound like the system the Founding Fathers set up is working.
On the contrary, all the northern states outlawed slavery by 1804, and buying slaves from Africa was outlawed for the whole country 4 years later.
What's taking the southern states so long to do what's right?
Great streams are not easily turned from channels worn deep in the course of ages.
Huh?
What I mean is, sometimes things are more complicated than they might seem, and complicated problems take time to solve.
Donnie, did you know that? Did you realize how much Frederick Douglass admired our founding fathers and their ability to recognize that ending slavery abruptly would have not allowed for the creation of such a great nation? I put it on. Okay,
on the spot here.
I'm gonna put you on the spot. All right, now listen. Wait. So this is the material. PragerU, it's out there. People are out there going like, "Oh my God, throw this away." However, you know what? We, as you just said, the opportunity, great teachers. We happen to know one of the greatest teachers in our country, the executive director for the Network for Public Education, Dr. Carol Corbett Burris. Dr. Burris, welcome to Busted Pencils. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We are doing great. So we really appreciate you coming on the show because, first of all, we're going to talk about the network towards the end. But you took, as one person or I saw, you took the lemonade that is the Prager, or the lemons that is the PragerU videos, and you turned them into lemonade in Diane Ravitch's blog, How to Teach with PragerU. Okay, Carol, we're going to talk about it, but I got to say, I read a couple comments on some of the posts dealing with this, and there are a few teachers out there who went, oh my God, never. This is absolutely caving into the right, but Carol, what motivated you to say, wait a minute, we can teach with this stuff?
Well, you know, some of it, of course, is a little bit tongue in cheek, Tim. I mean, I would love to see PragerU go away.
Right.
I'd love it. It's disgusting. But the truth of the matter is it's not going to go away. And so I think it kind of presents an opportunity that's really important to teach, whether you use these materials or other materials, to teach a very important skill to kids. And that's the skill of how to be able to discern propaganda when you see it, right? What kind of a process can we use? Because some recent research has come out, and it said that that is the only hope that we have. We are not going to ban this stuff. We're not going to get rid of it. Chances are it's going to get a lot worse. Mm. So the only thing that we can do as teachers and as people who love public education and want to save it on some level is to teach kids how to take this stuff apart and to see it for what it really is. And that's why I wrote the blog, because I'm really afraid, you know, we're going to have teachers down in Florida. Now, Texas just approved the materials. New Hampshire's considering it. Oklahoma. Everywhere where there is a right-wing nut that is running a Department of Education, they're loving this. So say you're a teacher. You have to do it. Well, do it this way.
Well, you do it this way. In fact, the do it this way is the OPVL. Please check out Diane Ravitch's blog, Carol Burris's post on how to do this. OPVL. Carol, okay, primer, tell us, what does it mean to use the OPVL method to actually? So here we go. I have the Frederick Douglass video. I'm a teacher. Dr. Burris, tell me how to use the OPVL method. Or let's just talk, obviously it's an acronym. Let's talk about what the letters first stand for, because I'm also looking at the time thinking, okay, we're not going to get too deep here before we have to go to commercial break. But OPVL, where did this come from?
Okay. I led a school that taught the International Baccalaureate curriculum, and we thought it was so good in history that every kid took it. All levels of achievement. And part of it was because of the skills that it gave kids. O stands for origin, determining what is the origin of this piece to begin with. Where does it fit in time? P is purpose. What's the point of it? V is value. How valuable is it as a source? L is limitations. Now I'm going through it really, really quickly for you right now.
Right.
We go into more depth in the blog.
Well, so there it is. We put it out there. So thinking about that, and if you're out listening to 844-967-2789, forgot to give that number, 844-967-2789, you can join in. We can, we're going to apply the OPVL method when we're back in the next time. But, because we're going to look at this. But Frederick Douglass, so, okay, the O is worth thinking about it. Origins. And Johnny, as you're saying, you actually opened the show by talking about how important discernment is. You agreed with Carol there. Give it a little bit more.
I do. In this current moment where, as public educators, we can choose to either dig in and go against views that we know are harmful. And I think it's important to have that position individually. But we are partnering with really different views out in the community to help young people make sense of information and consider multiple perspectives. And they rely on us for, and I know this has gotten muddy over the last few years, and I hate that I have to preface this, but for facts. Mm. And I'm not saying that teachers shouldn't be political, because everything is political.
Right.
But we shouldn't necessarily dig into the throwing darts at each other. And so like Carol came on here today, and really shared one of the reasons why she's doing this is because we as teachers are in a position to do something that's in the best interest of all of our students. Hmm. And that is to provide them with a skill set to make sense of this mess. And to share our positions is important, but to teach them how to make decisions together and to rely on histories, multiple perspectives of history. But that just because there is a perspective doesn't mean it has historical consensus to it. Mm-hmm. Right? And this is the same thing when we talk about scientific literacy, that they have to be able to understand what evidence that scientific consensus, diverse scientists around the world, diverse historians have shared, that these are things that have happened that we can learn from and apply to our decision-making. And it could, to me, it's one of the most important skills a teacher can have in this moment, is some comfort. It's not easy to do, but some comfort in that we're preparing young people. It's not completely depoliticizing it, but it's doing a nice sort of maneuver around, like, I'm not in opposition with other views.
Okay.
I'm in unison with teaching children to function in a democracy.
Well, I was going to say, isn't that the issue here? And what Carol was talking about, discernment, both of you, I'm hearing both of you going like, really, what more important skill is there around the idea of a public school and the idea of saying we're teaching discernment? As some people go, we teach children how to think. Isn't that what Carol is doing here with the OPVL, Frederick Douglass, as we meet Frederick Douglass? It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, 844-967-2789. Our guest, Dr. Carol Burris, Network for Public Education. More when we get back right after the break.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that, has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and a
again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 844-967-2789. PragerU has videos out there. Florida has adopted Carol, our guest, Dr. Carol Burris from the Network for Public Education, has given us a way to maybe we can actually use these materials, but she reminds us that not only now in Florida, Texas, I think you said New Hampshire, Oklahoma. So these materials are coming to a teacher near you. Teachers, if you're out there listening, students, if you're out there listening, parents, if you're out there listening, don't be surprised if these videos show up. And so what do we do with them? That's what we're talking about. We're looking at the adventures of Leo and Layla, brother and sister, who travel back in time through a cartoon to meet, you know, historical figures. In the one we're talking about, they meet Frederick Douglass, and Frederick Douglass is a moderate kind of dude who's fully aware of the brilliance of the white slave-owning founding fathers. There's more to come. We'll do a little bit more with that video. But Carol, so we were talking about the importance of discernment. So, you know, we're in that position. You made a discernment right away as an excellent educator that, whoa, this material is, and let's just call it what it is, it's propaganda. Okay? Yeah. And if it's propaganda, then as a teacher, we know our job. Our job is to help our students recognize when they're encountering propaganda. Is that's the jumping off point for the OPVL method. O for origin, P for purpose, V for value, and L, limitations. All right, Carol, take us through the video.
Okay, so let's take give you an overview of the video. They come back in time. They're talking to Frederick Douglass. He's a cartoon figure. He kind of looks like a white guy in blackface. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there and you'll see it. You know, and essentially what he is throughout this video is an apologist for the founding fathers. But the purpose of it, and we'll talk about that P in just a second, is very, very different than what it would seem. Right. So let's start with the O. The O talks to origin. And really, as a good teacher, what you're doing is you're not telling them the origin. What you are doing is helping students find the origin. That's critically important. So what's the origin of this video? Well, it's PragerU. Mm. Is PragerU a university? Well, no, it's not. Who started PragerU? You could start to talk about that. Kids research it. They find out that it was started by this guy, Dennis Prager, who has a history of opposing gay marriage, who has a history of supporting all kinds of conservative causes. Mm. Look at the website. You're seeing a lot of religious video up there. So all of a sudden, you know, kids start to realize that the origin of this and the author is going to shape what it is that they're saying. So then we talk about P, purpose. What message is the material trying to convey? Now, if you watch the whole video, where the video starts, it doesn't start with Frederick Douglass. It actually starts with Leo and Layla. watching what appears to be a Black Lives Matter march in which there is considerable violence, in which there are the narrator on, you know, I guess it's Fox News, is saying how people want to tear down the system, how horrible this is. And throughout then the video, as he talks about slavery, they keep coming back to this idea of change is being gradual, is being a compromise, how you don't want anything to happen to suddenly. They talk about, well, yeah, Garrison burning, I think it was the Constitution. And then they say, oh, we know the people who burn things today. So as kids watch this whole thing and they talk about the purpose of it, it becomes clear that the purpose isn't to teach kids about slavery or even about Frederick Douglass. The purpose of the video is to denigrate the Black Lives Matter movement and anything that is associated with left.
Speaking of that, actually, you gave me a great opportunity. I know we're going to get Mark on the call, but Anya, we have that other little segment. In fact, Carol, great illustration, William Lloyd Garrison. Let's hit that and let's hear how William Lloyd Garrison is portrayed. Here
have
we go.
Have you kids heard of William Lloyd Garrison?
No.
Nope.
He's an abolitionist like me, and he and I used to be friends, but we aren't any longer. We don't agree how to solve problems. William refuses all compromises, demands immediate change, and if he doesn't get what he wants, he likes to set things on fire.
Sounds familiar.
Sounds like you know the type.
Yeah, we've got that type in our time.
So, you're trying to work for change inside of the American system.
Precisely, Layla. Our system is wonderful, and the Constitution is a glorious liberty document. We just need to convince enough Americans to be true to it.
And people like Garrison don't just want slavery abolished, but the whole American system?
You are correct. His approach is called radical. That means a complete fundamental change of everything.
And Carol, is that exactly what you were talking about?
That's the point. Right. That's Prager's point.
That's the point. The video has nothing to do with Frederick Douglass and abolitionism or anything. It's a denigration of radical leftism and the right. And their inability to compromise.
Yeah, and I mean, you see this as a theme on a lot of the videos that's on the side. I looked at one that's aimed for high schoolers, where two high schoolers are talking about the French Revolution. And you quickly find out that it's not about the French Revolution. What it's about is defining the left and the right. And the left is the people who cut off heads with guillotines. And the right is the ones who kind of just want to get along and solve problems.
Oh,
they
my God.
They forget the storming of the Capitol. Somehow that example never manages to get in.
All the distortion that's out there, the discernment. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Mark, we know you're holding on the line. Hold on over the break. We've got another break. We're going to come back with Dr. Carol Corbett Burris, Network for Public Education. Busted Pencils, Leaded Education. More after the break.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Three people were killed Saturday in what authorities in Jacksonville say was a racially motivated attack targeting Black people.
It's beyond sick.
This hit real hard.
The three killed were inside of a Dollar General before the shooter killed himself. ABC's Alex Preche is in Jacksonville with more.
Law enforcement has not yet publicly identified the alleged shooter, but officials say he lived with his parents in neighboring Clay County. ABC News learning the alleged gunman may have also planned to target a nearby historically Black university. An Edward Waters University security guard spotted him near the campus library. That guard engaging and forcing the alleged shooter to drive away.
Three U.S. Marines were killed, 20 were hurt when their Osprey helicopter crashed during a training exercise in northern Australia. Five were said to be seriously injured. Russia's investigative committee officially confirmed that mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash Wednesday along with nine others. This is ABC News.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa, the south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because we're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon. We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
So my name is Maddie McCoy. I grew up in Green Bay, so I've been in Wisconsin my whole life. I own my own business. Both of my grandpas were entrepreneurs. For me, doing something on my own and allowing myself to be myself and be creative, actually impact people and see that I really could do that has been really special. And I'm really grateful I found it as young as I did. I'm proud of the fact that my grandparents were entrepreneurs and I get to do my own thing too.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, and the Civic Media app. And our website, civicmedia.us, and search for Truth Booth. And watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one. They're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people
in the houses. Oh, come on, you know that's what we do here on Busted Pencils every Tuesday night. Little boxes, tiny boxes, hey, PragerU boxes. That's what we're doing here. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Our guest, Dr. Carol Corbett Burris, the executive director for the Network for Public Education, how to use these crazy propaganda videos that PragerU is putting out there that schools are putting in. We started going over the OPVL method. We took the O, we took the P, we've got V and L to do. However, we got some callers on the line, so let's get right to those callers and let them talk. Mark from the SAC. Mark, what do you think about this PragerU and Dr. Burris?
Well, it certainly is creative use of digital media, is how they claim that they're trying to change minds. It certainly is creative to claim that Frederick Douglass was anything other than a radical revolutionary when it came to the whole topic of slavery. It's just another attack on small L liberal education that I grew up with in the 60s and the 70s. That I can remember poetry that I read in school that would probably be banned today by some of these people. That I can remember reading the poem Bishop Haddo, which featured a bishop in there, which where it ended up him getting eaten by rats, because he, as God's punishment for his greed and malicious intent, that and how are we supposed to get around to teaching these kids true history when we're trying to, you know, that when we got politicians these days that are promoting this kind of crap, that it is just it's pretty disgusting that they're afraid of the actual.
It is disgusting, Mark. And I say, I appreciate, you know, appreciate your call, appreciate you listening. And in fact, though, what we're kind of doing here, though, and I know you agree with this, is that, you know, what Dr. Burris is saying is that, okay, and in fact, yeah, teaching truth, teaching facts. Carol and Johnny and I were talking about this during the commercial breaks. You know what? This is really subversive, smart teaching here, to use PragerU to actually teach facts, to teach democracy by using this. So, you know what, PragerU, you've served up a whole heaping of, you know, horse poop. We're gonna use that, though, to really empower, because that's what great teachers do. Mark, thank you. L.A. Tom, you are in the house. L.A. Tom, what's happening?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and I hope that they are teaching that in school, because that's probably one of the most important things for our democratic republic. Are you guys also teaching about things like Citizens United and Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Bilotti, so they can actually understand that money in politics is the thing that we have to get out of our system so we can restore government back to we the people? It seems to me like that. And then also one of the other things I'd love to see taught, because I never learned it until years and years later when I actually listened to Tom Hartman and Randy Rhodes, was the difference between public and private. I don't think enough people understand the difference between public and private. I didn't learn about it really until I was an adult. I went to private school. I went to St. Norbert, all of that. But I can't believe I didn't even understand the difference, or even had an idea that there was a difference between public being for not-profit and being for we the people, and private being for individual owners. And it's all about profitizing what it is that happens. So,
Tom, I mean, thanks. You know, really appreciate that. In fact, you know, use this now too. As we've been doing with these shows, we've been, you know, having our guests, and we're going to do this with Dr. Burris, an extended podcast where she has agreed during the break that we're going to meet Johnny and I, and we're going to talk to Dr. Burris much more deeply about this issue, because I think what Tom's talking about, Carol, you know, the funding, you know, where does PragerU, how does it fall into it? And I know where Tom's going, you know, campaign funding and stuff like that, but this all of these things that are there, we're going to dig deeper into that in the Busted Pencils extended pod with Dr. Burris. So Tom, we're going to get at that, because I think you're right. It's like, but this opens the door for us to teach these things. So Mark, LA Tom, thanks for the calls. Back with Dr. Carol, and we're going to go with our OPVL method. We are on V. Carol, what are we doing with the V?
Yeah, when you get to V, then you start to talk about the value. What is the value of this, whether it be a document or a video or whatever you might be teaching kids in terms of teaching about history? So the kids now have to start to dig in and say, well, gee whiz, what's the value here? How true is this stuff really? So you look at the Lilo and Layla and Frederick Douglass, and Frederick Douglass makes what the outstanding or remarkable statement that it was the United States that opened the dialogue about abolition of slavery, completely ignoring the fact that there had been, I think it was about 6 or 7 countries, starting back in 1833 with England, that had already abolish slavery in its colonies, and there was no slavery in continental Europe. It was colonial slavery. And he tries to say, well, this happened in a gradual way. We had a civil war.
Sorry, the gradual compromise didn't really work out, Leo and Layla. I'm sorry, Frederick. And in fact, Frederick, you were around for the civil war. Dude, why are you not informing them? Okay, Carol, let's keep going.
Yeah, and that then becomes part of L when the kids start to talk about limitations, because an important piece of that is what is excluded. What was not told about that time that was excluded from the video? Frederick Douglass didn't say that we were one of the last nations to get rid of slavery, did not talk about the fact that there was a civil war that finally ended slavery in this country. So then the kids start to understand that this has limited value. Now, can they use the content in this if they're, let's say, they're high schoolers? Sure, they use it, but they use it from the perspective of this is what the right wing says when they talk about slavery or when they think about slavery. So you don't necessarily never talk about the source, but they have an understanding that it's not a good source to use in terms of factual information. And the beauty of this, Tim, as we talked about today, is it's so freaking obvious, right? So when you're trying as a teacher, I was a Spanish teacher for years. So I'm trying to teach the subjunctive, for example, in Spanish. You always start with the simple examples, the simple ones, the ones that kids can easily see. Then you are able to lead students to do this kind of analysis on far more complicated and nuanced documents in history.
Well, you think about this piece too. I mean, it is, and not just this one, you know, and I'm hesitant to say, please go out and check out the PragerU videos because, yeah, gosh darn it, we're promoting something. But I mean, to be horrified, it's worth being horrified. So go and check them out and see, because there's nothing complex. There's nothing subtle about how ridiculously tilted in a propaganda position where they're not telling the truth, right? And I've seen a couple people even make comments. It's like, okay, yeah, this is great for middle school, but, you know, maybe the younger kids. I don't know. I think that this is so in your face. You know, I taught second grade. I taught fifth grade. I don't know. Maybe not second grade. However, boy, the idea of using a cartoon, it really works with little kids, and to sit down and go, it's like, you know, we're going to study famous people. And so thinking about teaching and learning, you know, American history in the early elementary grades, we focus on, quote, heroes. You know, that is the curriculum. And so here is an opportunity to say, here's a real hero. And boy, kids, you know, children, I'm not sure this is really who the hero is that we imagined out there. So, boy, you know, this is out there. It's PragerU. Check it out, though. You know, probably by the end of the week, beginning of next week, the extended pod with Dr. Burris, we're going to be talking very deeply about, you know, PragerU, Dennis Prager, all of the other things that as Mark and L.A. Tom wanted us to do. Johnny, before we, you know, let Carol go into, okay, the other thing she's here to promote, Johnny, right, and just your, some of your thoughts. Yeah, your thoughts.
I mean, I'm excited about all this because it all contributes to how we think about education as supporting, you know, and as a foundation for democracy. And so there's something very real about the relationship between public education and democracy, really education in general, and democratic decision-making, which is the bedrock of this country's strength, of human rights, of justice, and of all of the things that the largest social uprising of all of our lifetime right now is calling for. And so with that, Dr. Burris has information. You also work together with quite a number of experts around how we might better do this.
Yeah.
Let it out.
The Network for Public Education. Well, we've been around for 10 years now. In fact, we're coming on our 10th anniversary, founded by Diane Ravitch and Anthony Cody, Anthony was a teacher of the year in California. Wonderful guy. And Diane Ravitch is just a hero, somebody who's really stood up to the right.
She stood up to the right.
A lot of friends.
Yeah, and she's been on the show quite a bit, too. She's a hero of the show. So, yeah, the network. But great.
Yeah.
So they founded Network for Public Education 10 years ago. So where are we now?
Well, right now we have 350,000 members across the country, a lot of parents, a lot of teachers, and we are having a conference, Tim, and I hope some of your listeners will come and attend because we need each other more than ever. We fight to preserve public education. That is what we're about. That's what we do. We're meeting in Washington, D.C., October 27th and 28th. We're really excited about it. We have a great lineup of keynote speakers, but then also all of these phenomenal 42 panels, people all from all over the United States, teachers, leaders, academics, who are talking about all of the issues that are so important to all of us right now. If you want more information or to register, you can do that by going to www.networkforpublicEducation.org.
And for there, I can look at the conference. I can see these great speakers to line up. There's I've even a whisper of like a radio / education radio show possibly being there to do some stuff. Word is out there, something about Busted Pencils Radio being at the Network for Public Education conference. Yeah, who knows? I mean, maybe we can twist their arms, Johnny, and see if those guys from Busted Pencils might want to show up. Dr. Carol Corbett Burris, check out the blog on Diane Ravitch's blog on using the PragerU videos. You know, as one of the teachers said out there, hey, they gave us lemons. What we do as great teachers, we make lemonade. Dr. Burris showed us a wonderful way to make lemonade out of horrendously propagandized videos that really are out there to twist kids into hating the left and really teaching, let's be honest, teaching lies about people in the past. Frederick Douglass was not a moderate. He wasn't there. All right. When we get back, though, Tim, Johnny, and Anya are going to break it down. Dr. Burris, thank you for busting pencils.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
More when we get back after the break.
one can be.
That's not what we do. We always sell you something you can be. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Our guest for the last three segments, the Network for Public Education's Executive Director, Dr. Carol Corbett Burris. How do we use PragerU? How do we take the lemon that is PragerU videos and turn them into lemonade? We're going to break it down, but we've got, you know, got another caller on the line. CJ, CJ, you're out there. CJ, what's happening? Well, what do you think about, you know, turning things into lemonade, man?
Well, I appreciate you guys taking my call. You know, I hear you. I hear your guest and you folks talk about Republicans or conservatives, and we're concerned about public education and the results. And when I hear you talk about global warming, and I hear indoctrination, because there is people on both sides of the issue, and it sounds like, when you're excited to go back to the classroom, you only talk about one side of an issue, and you only talk about the other side as propaganda. Well,
okay, wait, CJ. I want to give you the opportunity to dispute, sure, that Frederick Douglass is portrayed in a very unfactual way in that video. You know that that's not who Frederick Douglass was, right? You know that that's a lie and that's propaganda, right? You're not arguing with me, are you?
Well, I'd like to see the video. I haven't seen it.
Okay, but you know Frederick Douglass was not a moderate compromiser. You know, he was an abolitionist freed slave who radically wanted to end slavery. And so I don't want to go down into global warming, because that's not what we're talking. We're talking about saying here's a piece of propaganda. And also, as an educator, isn't it our job as an educator to expose propaganda? And so when a historical figure is portrayed as a person they weren't, as a lie, then as a teacher, our job is to point that out. Just, you know, I'm confused by when you say there's not a both sides to this issue. There's a right side, quote, the correct side, and then there's the wrong, there's the lie. And the PragerU presents a lie. Johnny, I see you want to jump
in. Tim, I kind of disagree with you on this, I want to thank CJ for calling in. I think I kind of meet between the two of you.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that CJ did bring up, and I want to kind of respond to it, is you went right to the Frederick Douglass example.
Right.
And I think that's important, but it's, you know, a position that you're coming from that brings particular historical consensus where experts from diverse backgrounds, conservatives, you know, like liberal identifying historians, you know, kind of gather facts on what happened in history and provide us with that information so that we can teach it, multiple perspectives. And the same thing to speak to CJ talking about, you know, what we call propaganda. I think he's right. Anytime we label something propaganda, we have to be really careful about what we mean by that. And what we mean by that is false information put forward. Mm. And so we're in a messy time where we have to rely on experts. And I do. I believe in scientific consensus. And so when I speak with some authority around global warming, around climate change, around the very real, diverse scientific evidence around that, I'm gathering the best information from diverse scientists from multitude of political backgrounds and interests, right, to provide young people with information that empowers them to make decisions for their futures. The same thing with histories. I do think we get really into the weeds and start going back and forth on, like, which perspective is right, which perspective is wrong. And I just feel like, okay, when we label something propaganda, what do we mean by that? We mean the furthering of false information for the political gain of a particular group.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to identify. And CJ's right. That doesn't belong only to conservatives.
Right.
Right. All right. So I'm calling it both sides, conservatives, liberals, anybody out there, whatever kind of label you are,
But we have another perspective in the room. Let's bring her in.
Yeah, and that's where I was getting to. Youth perspective, and Anya, our producer, was telling us about some of the things that youth are already hip to right now.
Hey, guys, it's me, the youth on the show. I just find it so interesting. So Tim had me pull this PragerU clip, and I immediately kind of chuckled to myself because some of the sounds, you know, I'm one of those young people who's on TikTok and stuff, and sometimes, you know, a joke, an audio comes up that's funny, and I'll listen to it, and I'll go, oh, my God, that's Dennis Prager's voice. And I'll go back, and it's a lot of kids are making memes and jokes about how ridiculous PragerU, not even their kids' content, but the content they put out on YouTube for adults, how stupid it sounds. Things like, there's a really great one where he's making fun of babies being needy, and Dennis Prager's going, I want my mama, I want my bottle, I want daddy. And kids are making fun of it. So I can only imagine what that's going to look like when it goes to classrooms, because a classroom hath no fury like a kid who realized the thing you're watching is already a meme and has to tell everyone. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Everything is political. And so we know that, and it can be a perspective. So like CJ can say, hey, I'm going to separate this from indoctrination. Everything has a political purpose. You're either, you know, purporting something forward for the political interest of, and you fill in the blank. And what we're advocating for is democracy, which doesn't belong to either party or any particular one view. And so when you put that forward, that I will be guilty of the propaganda of democracy, which says I have real political interest in children discerning information towards common good. Now let's figure out what common good means together. And it means getting through the mess. So I appreciate CJ calling. I appreciate all of our callers, and especially appreciate our guest who is speaking about what teachers can do. We just keep having that dialogue. Tim, I appreciate you. Anya, I appreciate you. Hey, it's a lot of appreciation.
It's a lot of appreciation. It's not even Teacher Appreciation Week anymore. Oh, yeah, guests. Thank you. It's always that time. Anya, thank you, though, for jumping in there. I know it's been great. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, extended pod with Dr. Carol Burris coming soon. See you next week.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils, or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
We're in the Civic Media Truth Booth at the Brown County Fair. We asked, and here's what you are telling us about living in the Green Bay area, attending the fair, and more.
Hi, my name is Representative Schmidt. I represent Assembly District 6. My family owns a dairy farm called Schmidt's Ponderosa that's south of Bondwell, and I'm the third generation. I farm with my parents and two other siblings. I currently take care of the dry cows and other odds and ends on the farm. That allows me to be flexible with my position in Madison. The rural folks in the rural parts of the state, they understand their natural resources and the urgency to protect them and preserve for future generations. Urban people like the rural folks because they're very warm and generous, and that's where we kind of get lost with the partisan politics. Both sides of us, at the end of the day, we love the state of Wisconsin.
Thanks for sharing your story. Listen for more on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and watch for the Civic Media Truth Booth coming to your town soon.
ABC News, I'm Brian.